All right, welcome to another episode of 4% Podcast. We're back. I know we were gone a little while, but you take what you get.
Yeah, true that.
We are to blame for.
No blaming. It just is what it is. This is what this is what we can do right now.
Hashtag, this is our life.
That's our life. I'm just stating facts, but welcome back, people.
Because technically, y'all kind of already went over it a little bit, so just keep that part in that explains it. But Dr. Dre, so apparently the judge has decided that, what's his wife's name? Do we know?
No.
This is Dr. Dre.
The ex-wife?
Dre decided Mrs. Dre was not about getting that money. It was a no-go. That was a no from the judge, dog.
That's a no for me.
That's a no from the judge, dog. Like, it is what it is. So, does that mean she can appeal it for a new amount? Or, like, I don't know how that works. But anyway, so basically, if you guys don't know, Mrs. Dre asked for $2 million a month in spousal support while the proceedings are going for the divorce of her and Dr. Dre. If you don't know what's happening, this is a follow-up from one of our previous episodes. Go back and listen to that one. We will maybe an Instagram tag which episode it is. That's part one. This is just the follow-up. Basically, the conclusion of that was, we don't necessarily agree with 50%, but we do know that you signed up when you got married in California for 50%. So we were interested to see where this goes. Although we came to the conclusion of it should be a percentage. Like, yes, you should be entitled to something. We're just not sure it should be half of what he's worth. Right. So now the follow-up is she's taken and asked for $2 million from the judge a month in spousal support to live her life with a security team, et cetera, et cetera. And the judge said, that's a no for me, dog. Thoughts?
Did you say thoughts or thoughts?
Thoughts. Like, y'all thoughts on the topic?
So her name is Nicole Young.
Okay. And she doesn't need to thought around with all that money that she's going to receive one day.
That should be a clause. Because I know if I was Dre and I'm paying you monthly, I'd be damned if you got another nigga riding around and doing anything with any of my money.
But that's, you have no control over
it. I know, but I'm just saying that would be one of my clauses. If I'm paying you spousal support, no niggas. If you want to be free, then no money. What you want to do, bitch?
I think she can have her boyfriend on the side, or as long as she's not getting remarried, then the spouse support is gonna go. But she's smart enough, Nicole Young, to never get married.
It's not worth it.
Jesus Christ, $24 million a year? That's what she asked for?
Basically, yes.
You know, that's not a lot. I'm joking.
I mean, that's for life.
Yeah, because she wanted rights to something like his.
Yeah, she wanted ownership of his name.
Which I don't get. Because she wants to be able, that would mean she could use it on products and things as well, right?
So she wanted ownership of Dr. Dre, and she wanted the trademark for the Chronic.
That's crazy. She wanted to chop that.
I don't know how much she was involved in his business, sis. So I don't want to say something that I don't know anything about, like the details. But I mean, his name is his name. She should relax on that part.
Saying even the name was too much. Come on. Yeah. And the Chronic, did the Chronic come out before they were dating or not? When did the Chronic come out?
They are married 24 years.
96, I think.
And that's about the time.
Chronic came out.
They got married in 1996.
What? Hold on, bro.
When did the Chronic come out?
I think it was like 90.
No, it was before. It was before.
Yeah, it was like 96.
So why would you want rights to that? 94. Makes no sense.
94, I think.
Then that part makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely before 96.
I mean, they dated. Maybe she was his attorney. I don't know.
Dating, because you could break up and you don't get shit. No.
I know, but what I meant by that is maybe she was his attorney. I mean, I agree. She's reaching with having ownership
of his name.
That's just team too much.
Well, the Chronic is almost just like his name if you think about it. Like,
yeah, it's pretty much
Dr. Dre. So I think she's reaching with both of those, especially seeing as now we've established that the Chronic came out before they were married. Because if you think about it, Rim, I don't care if they were dating, engaged. Mm-hmm. It don't matter till you got paperwork. Because I could have dated. Like, that's like me saying, well, I dated Mark Zuckerberg when we were first grade. I'm entitled to Facebook shares. No, bitch.
But the one thing that I'm always like curious about, I'm not able to understand. I mean, they are married for 24 years, basically. How much hatred do you have to not just split in peace and just be like, okay, you know what? For 24 years, we had a semi-good marriage. We have children together. I'm going to give you this amount of money. Let's just say, okay, peace and out and stay somehow cordial. Do you say
cordial?
That? Cordial for the kids. I don't know what happened in that marriage. I really don't know because I don't get it.
I agree. Something seemingly is somebody's mad. Somebody big mad on, I don't know which side it is. Somebody's big mad and somebody's playing defense. And I get that. But whoever's big mad, is it that deep? Like, because it seems like she's trying to get, and either she's doing one or two things. She's really trying to get everything. She kept receipts in her head and she, to me, okay, let me, so if she's trying to get anything and everything that she can get, it then seems ingenuous that, what did you get into it for? When did the love fade? Because at some point you started calculating, like, and with receipt, like trying to get receipts. So at that point you should have left and that's not, you know what I mean? Like you stayed then longer just to get more. It seems like, or she's reaching for the stars and seeing where she falls. Like, I'm going to ask for this outrageous amount just to see, just to get the most that I can get. You know what I mean? It's either, it's something's going on. I need to understand those factors, I think, even though I can't, like, it's not my life. But if you're reaching for the star, I kind of get that because it's almost like negotiation. You go high to see where they're going to come back in because you know they're going to undercut you or negotiate it, right? So maybe she's doing that, or she's really going for the jugular, and it almost seems like she's going for the jugular because of the extras, like you want his name, rights to his name in the Chronic. That's where it's like, oh no, you're calculated, bitch. Like you calculated this.
So that means he there's something happened in this marriage that she's so despiteful and revengeful to ask for all this.
It depends.
You know what I mean?
I think that some women go into it counting, oh, I got to be in this for 20 or 10 or 20 years. Okay, I'm biding my time to make out. Like, some people, that is a hustle.
I mean, Jesus, she's 50 now. And yeah, even if he will transfer her, like let's say she's 50, 50 million, Jesus, that's more than enough.
Yeah, I mean, because if she never gets married, if she lives, I don't know, at least 10 years, that's 240 million.
Oh. But some people think about, we all see that that's great and then you can do whatever else, but some people see it as that's only 240 million, whereas he has.
But exactly, he has. And for some reason, you are not happy together. So I guess money ain't everything.
Man, hello. If it was that simple, then you would stay where the fuck you was. If you were so concerned about what he has,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, well, but I agree with Rim. Something had like something else is because you're not just if it's amicable, which they were claiming that the divorce was. You're not going for the jugular like this. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like we aren't in love with each other anymore and we're okay with that, like, we're still cool. Like, we can even have Sunday dinners. Like, I'm not going for the jugular like that. I'm not asking you for your last name or things that are crazy and saying I don't feel safe. So something's not kosher, I would think.
I totally agree because you don't go to this kind of extent when you have children together. And do it so publicly.
Yeah. Something not grown, right?
Yeah, but still.
Come on, still. They will be in between.
22, 23.
No, I'm just at, they only have one child?
No, she's the youngest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's tough. And I just Googled, by the way, The Chronic came out in 92.
Yeah, December 15th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, way before her time.
Yeah.
I mean, not way.
Before. Also, team too much?
No. Something's up. I mean,
there's probably some more details going to come up. And then also probably there's going to be a final decision by the judge of what she will get. So I'm can't wait to see what those details are going to be, because it's definitely, like you said, if somebody is big mad and somebody's definitely playing defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like the thing of the matter is, isn't it like he has to pay her legal fees too?
Yes, that's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part. I'm paying somebody to fight against me. How much sense does that make?
No sense. I think if that wouldn't be the case, maybe they would agree way faster.
Like, on what? A
solution.
And do I have to get her the best lawyer? Like, what are we doing here? Like, how? Like, what do I have to do? Like, can it be like one of those bench ad lawyers? Like, I see a picture on the side of the bus. Like, does it have to be the best? Like, what do we have to do here? What are we really doing? Mm-hmm. I have so many questions, but no answer.
Jamal, you're so quiet. What?
No, I'm jumping in and out. Shit, like I could even drop the date about 10 minutes.
Don't try to prove your involvement. Only you.
Don't worry, you can check the recording.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I'm good. I'm just chilling, man. Like, it's a situation where I just don't get it, you know? Like, what y'all saying is correct. Something is amok, but what the fuck is it? Like, what happened? Like, I don't know. Like, when you get to asking for stuff that you hadn't probably little to no involvement in, it's like, okay. So somebody did something to piss somebody off royally.
Yeah. I always try to put myself in their situation. Like, let's say he cheated, but then she be going for the jugular. Like, would that make you more inclined? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, if it's just, I don't want to sound... I don't want to justify it, but if it's just like cheating in a sense of he cheated, like, I don't know how many couple of times, it's different than having a woman by the side for, let's say, 10 years. Then I would go in for it, because that means you had a double life. You know what I mean? Cheating something different and having an affair for 10 or 5 plus years or 3 plus years. That's totally different. That's just devastating. Then I would go in.
So wait.
But what does,
because that means the respect is gone. So, you made me look like a fool. You lied to me for I don't know how many plus years. So there's no trust, there's no love. You put me in risk with diseases. I could have, I don't know, sexual transmitted
disease.
I feel like Grim always goes there. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Grim,
we don't know.
If I didn't catch nothing, I could have caught something. And the fact that I could have caught something, I want your ass.
Exactly.
So this is my thing. Like, but what the fuck does that have to do with shit that happened before you?
That's true.
Let's
fair point, say, but that's why you are scorned.
Let's say we're together. Let's say, yeah, it was an affair going on for 10 years. I don't want you asking me for my baby shoes. I'm laughing at you. I'm like, you crazy. You lost your damn mind. You can't hear my baby shoes.
But I do. It does. That almost leads to hurt. You just want to hurt. Because yeah. Those are like... two of the major things. Think about The Chronic. That's what he's known for when you think about it. And Dr. Dre, I mean, he's worked for his name. So there's hurt there. She's, now that I think about it, she's hurt. She's the big man and he's playing defense because she wants shit that he would, that's the shit that he would want ultimately. Money comes and goes. He can make more money. He can't make another Chronic. Not really. And his name, I mean, it's your name. I want to be associated with your name forever. You know what I mean? Like, that's me. That's hurt. Because that's at the end of the day, like, I want what's your, like, what makes you.
You know, the question, the other question that I had has nothing to do with the divorce, but you know how when they're trying to make the woman seem less vindictive, they were like, you know, she's a lawyer, this and other. But has she won any cases? Is she a poo-ass lawyer? Because, okay, I understand. You need some money. Because you broke.
So if she's a good lawyer, then you don't want to give her no money?
No, I'm just saying she don't. That's points out. If you already, if you making millions, you don't need all mine. You got your own.
But that's not the point. If she is really hurt, like hurt people, then I understand
it ain't
her reasoning why she's not reasonable with her demands.
Might be reasonable in her eyes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
maybe he did something that put her.
Maybe.
Go ahead and say it again, Rim, because we know you are.
What? Hurt people hurt?
No, I thought you were going to say maybe he gave her some. Maybe he put her at risk.
No. Maybe he put. No. Oh my God, that would be crazy. But I think we would have read that in the papers. If he gave her some diseases.
And she was like, no, I don't do that.
She would have ushered her?
Yeah.
Usher got a whole new baby out here. It ain't stopping him from doing nothing.
Wait a minute. If you have that kind of disease, like an STD, will he have it for his rest of his life?
Depends on which one it is.
No, but Usher has herpes. Yes, he'll have it for his life, but herpes, it's manageable.
Herpes is the gift to keep on giving.
But it's manageable.
That is perpetual.
So wait a second. If you have herpes, how do you get herpes and how can you cure it?
You can get her skin to skin contact and you can't cure it. But it's manageable, meaning you won't have any outbreaks. Yeah. Herpes is an outbreak thing. So it's like, it comes and goes, like a rash, I guess.
I'm going to tell you.
But herpes on your genitals?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's why some people catch it and don't know it, because the person might not be showing signs. Or wait, do you have to be, like, have an outbreak in order to pass it?
Yeah, you have to have an outbreak in order to pass it.
But I think, I'm going to tell you the shit that you scared everybody. Yeah. But people don't know, a cold sore is herpes.
But there's simplex one and simplex two.
Yeah.
But the first time I said it to somebody, they were like, what? I ain't got no damn herpes. I said, yes, you do.
Why you know what you was doing to people? You knew what you were doing when you did it.
It's just like,
so basically, if you go down on Asher, or if he wants to do the nasty, you have to check his
what is
genitals nasty? With the
you know what the nasty is?
With the flashlight?
With the flashlight?
No.
No, she's making hand gestures. I don't know what she's doing.
Looper.
With a magnifying glass.
With a magnifying glass, you have to go down and check.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you want, you should.
Well, I think some people get their car service before they go on long road trips. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think you should. Like, it'd be your best bet. But you should almost do that with anybody you knew. Anybody new. I mean, like. Hold on, let me investigate.
Can you give me your whole facts, please?
I mean, everybody that you don't know as well, you should always wear a condom. Just because it's Usher doesn't mean that he's clean and can do nasty for everybody.
Clearly. Everybody know that now.
Clearly, Rim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clearly. We know now.
Usher got lost in the wrong sauce.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's okay. I don't think that's okay. I'm not sure, but I don't think it's okay.
Man, I ain't gonna do it.
What's that okay?
He said Usher got lost in the wrong sauce. Gross.
So when we are already in this kind of genre about topics, what do you guys think about that? What is his name? Ray J?
What Ray J do now?
He announced via social media
that he
is divorcing his wife, and she found out through social media.
Oh God!
That sounds.
And before that, she already.
They've been about to get divorced like three or four times already.
Yes.
But the thing is, that's like, when you hear Ray J, you're like, that sounded about right. Like, you're not surprised. It's Ray J. Yeah, man. Like, for me, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's Ray J-ish.
Yeah.
What does Ray J-ish mean? That he's a clown?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been childish and just does shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not new to me. Well, he left his whole wife when she was like 9 months, like about to birth, and went to like a bachelor party that he was supposed to be back from, and he stayed overnight. I'm not trusting no man like that. Like,
well, let's not forget, man, he had the best selling sex tape in the hood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the ladies at the salon wanted it.
I've never seen it.
Allegedly.
I've never seen it. And I'm okay.
I've seen it.
You have?
What?
What?
But just for a few seconds.
I haven't. What the fuck?
But it was very boring, so I didn't
even. Oh, that's very boring. Damn,
you know he's extra, first of all. But anyway.
It was back in the day. It was everywhere.
Wait, are we done with Dr. Dre?
Yeah. The same way he done with Worry About Them $2 million he was finna be out. He was like, well, put them $2 million back in my account.
And that was another episode of 4Ps in a Podcast. Make sure you join us next time. I'm not going to say next week. Next time. Subscribe. Write comments. We might read them. We might not. Who knows? Let's see if you're lucky. And
we do. We do.
And we out.
And we out.
Peace out, my people.
Later.